A temporary ban on hemp cultivation has been reinstated in Humboldt County after a brief lapse that saw hemp growers flood the Agricultural Commissioner's office with applications for state registration. But those applications are now trumped by the reinstated ban, and the county will proceed with developing regulations for industrial-scale hemp and medicinal cannabidiol, or CBD, hemp. As the Board of Supervisors advanced towards reapproval of the ban at its May 21st meeting, the medicinal CBD variety of hemp emerged as Humboldt's preferred crop. Agricultural Commissioner Jeff Dolph told supervisors that after an originally approved ban expired due to not having enough supervisors vote to extend it, his office fielded an influx of applications for a state system that arguably allows hemp cultivation through a registration process. He said his office accepted 40 applications on May 17th when the moratorium expired. The applications encompass 513 acres of land, although a single one was for 100 acres. Dolph said that all the applications were for high CBD hemp cultivation. During a public comment period, one of the applicants, Nate Madsen, a member of the Rain and Zepp law firm and an Environmental Protection Information Center board member, clarified that he was speaking as someone who observed the change of atmosphere in the Ag Commissioner's office that day.
It was an extremely refreshing experience for everyone there. Everyone was smiles. Both sides of the desk were working together to accomplish a goal. It was really amazing, and people were happy. And I cannot tell you the PTSD I saw with the applicants. You know, people were like approaching the counter with like fear and reservation and expecting their hand to get slapped. And you know, when somebody got their things over the counter, they're like, where's the stamp? I need a stamp. I got to take this with me. I need the record. And they're, you know, Jeff said, we don't, I'll make a copy for you, but we're not doing that. And it was like, you know, the experience on the other side of the counter was very different. And it, in my opinion, is an opportunity to build a coalition.
Regulating non-psychoactive high CBD hemp is challenging because it can't be differentiated from psychoactive cannabis unless it's lab tested. Scott Bauer of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife told supervisors that environmental concerns apply equally to both varieties.
I could tell you firsthand, about 3 or 4 years ago, we did a large-scale operation prior to legalization and what we have today. And we hit eight sites in a watershed in Trinity County. And one of those sites was growing CBD, or that was their claim, as there was a CBD crop of cannabis. And they were one of the worst sites as far as environmental damage goes. It was indistinguishable from the other sites we hit that were growing cannabis for THC. That's firsthand experience. I also can tell you that our law enforcement in Southern California are dealing with this challenging situation where they go to a field and it looks like 50,000 cannabis plants, and they're told that it's hemp. And how do you distinguish that in a field? How do you know for sure? And so it creates some regulatory challenges for us.
Supervisor Mike Wilson said it needs to be regulated to control the impacts that compelled the county's commercial cannabis ordinance.
A lot of concerns I hear are similar to those that we've had related to Prop 215 and sort of the unregulated ability. It's really actually pretty darn similar in a lot of ways to what we were dealing with in that situation. In some ways, you see a green rush. Here it is. I understand the product obviously is not going to make $4,000 a pound. That's reasonable, but even at $200 a pound, that's certainly more than tomatoes. And with that, I would say, as you know, walking and having been through my district and talking to folks, and most people were not that concerned about THC in general. I have a fairly weed-friendly constituency on that end, but environmental issues, very concerned, and that concern, I don't think, is abated because we're talking about THC or CBD.
Supervisors unanimously approved a new 45-day moratorium on hemp cultivation. The move had failed at the previous meeting because only 4 supervisors were present, and a moratorium needs a 4-vote majority. Supervisor Virginia Bass, who was absent at the previous meeting, voted to approve the ban, and so did Supervisor Stephen Madrone, who had previously voted against it. As for the 40-plus applications for the state system, Dolph said he will be returning them to those who filed them, along with their $900 application fees. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.